You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Friday morning, we are long overdue to talk to State Representative Joe Pavlo, and I'm so happy that he came in this morning. We can catch up on what's going on in Lansing. Representative Pavlo, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, I wanted to tell you, too, you did a wonderful job of emceeing that community college event that they had over there with Saginaw Valley. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That was a great event, and big things happening at SC4 these days.
Yes, it is, and yeah. I'm happy to be a graduate from there.
Me too.
Yeah, very good.
So very good. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about the state budget. The House has come up with their recommendation for a budget. The Senate working on theirs. You have to reconcile the two once the Senate's done. But tell us a little bit about the House budget.
Well, number one, we want to have it done by July 1, mm-hmm. so that's why we got it done in April, and we know that the voters in Michigan don't want taxes, and that's why they installed us before I came. They wanted fewer taxes, and so that's what we're doing. We cut the budget last year, and we've cut it even some more this year. But what we're cutting out is the waste, fraud, and abuse that we're finding. When I came in, it was about $83 billion. We want to get it down to $75.8 billion. Unfortunately, the governor wants to increase the budget. She wants to increase it. We are decreasing it this year by $100 billion and not cutting any of the essentials, just the waste, fraud, and abuse. But she wants to add $800 billion in new taxes and fees, and they also want to raid the rainy day fund, which is about, well, they want to take about $400 million out of that. Mm-hmm. So It's going to be a tussle between the Senate and between the House.
It will indeed. What do you like about the House plan? What's in it that you like?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Number one, we did not cut education. We are increasing the foundation by $250 per student, so that's going to be a record high, $10,300 per student, so that's good. We're funding mental education in schools, and we have an additional $150 million investment in early literacy programs, because that's very, very important. And then this is one I'm particularly proud of. I know that coaching is very good for young readers. And so we have $42 million for literacy coaches. And I was talking with the guy who's in charge of that, that's Representative Tim Kelly yesterday, and some of that money for coaching is going to parents, which I think is very good. I believe mm-hmm. parents are the primary educators of their children, and we definitely need that. Meals are going to be kept in schools, so there's no concerns there. Medicaid funding is going to be up $1.2 billion. And let's see what else here. Revenue sharing for police, fire protection, and emergency services. We're allotting $65 million for that support. And then, of course, the roads. We've committed $2 billion each year. We're going to add $100 million to that. And if you're ever out there, you see all the things that are going on right now. I hit two or three of them on the way to Lansing, but you know, you don't like the delay, but you sure like the mm-hmm. end result.
Right.
And it's not going to the main expressways and stuff like that. It's going to the roads that people drive on in their communities every day.
Yeah, and that's important to fix those local roads.
Yeah. Here's another thing we found. I'm on the DOGE committee. We've got a new DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. We found another 3,300 ghost employees, people that are getting paid that don't exist.
Well, they're not people that are getting paid. Explain what a ghost employee is, because they're not people. But well, it's not going in somebody's pocket.
Right. But they're putting it into a slush fund, and it builds up. And then it's used. I don't know how it's used. We're eliminating it. We put it towards roads. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I just don't like the idea of an agency saying, we need somebody, you know, okay, you got them. Here's the paycheck and then the money mm-hmm. and the services, too. The things that that they need aren't there. It's just incredible. So anyway, that's 700 pages in a nutshell.
Well, you condensed it very nicely. Yes. Absolutely. You last summer invited a lot of your colleagues from Lansing to come over and see the Port Huron area in our biggest week, Boat Week. You're doing that again this year, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Last year we brought 22 reps over, and with their families and their staffers, we had 59 people. And we filled the rest of the Huron Lady with, local people, mayors and city managers and police chiefs and so on and so forth. And we had 100 people on that boat. And this year, I have helped form a thumb caucus with some other reps. There's Jay DeBoyer and Greg Alexander and Jamie Green and Phil Green and Representative Bierlein, and then the two senators from this area. So I've got some help. And we're doing it again, and I've got the date here. It's July 17th when we're coming over. But we're trying to entice them over for the whole week, and we're giving them a whole package of things that they can do because this is a beautiful area and things that they need to see. And so I've got the tourism books from Michael Hensley at the Convention Center Bureau, and I've got one for every representative, all 110 of them, and all the senators, 38 of them, and they're all getting it with a Save the Date. And we're going to get as many of them over here as possible.
Tell us more about the Thumb Caucus. What's the idea of getting all the reps from the Thumb area together?
Well, that was kind of my idea. Well, when I got into office, Paul, I found that this side of the state isn't known. And we looked at the Upper Peninsula and the upper districts in the Lower Peninsula, and they have a caucus. They get together regularly and talk about the things that they can do in order to better and make their areas known and, attract people and attract money. And I thought, that's a darn good idea. Why don't we have a Thumb Caucus? So I got together and I talked to all these people and everybody's on board. And then this is kind of interesting too, Representative Alicia St. Germain. She's from Harrison Township. And she heard about it, and she says, hey, I'm part of the Thumb, too. And so I don't know if that is way down there, but I said, you're on board if you want to help. And she's very into boating and very into water safety and stuff like that. So she's a welcome addition.
You recently introduced legislation involving golf carts or regulating the use of golf carts in municipalities. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, James Freed asked us if we could get golf carts legal golf carts on the streets. You can't do it for cities that are over 30,000. I think Port Huron is about 29,000, somewhere in that area. So now this is a good example of how Lansing works. I have been talking to different reps on it. Some of them are for it, some of them are against it, so on and so forth. So pretty soon I'm going to introduce the bill, and then I'm going to have the people that are for it co-sign, and then it will begin the persuasion technique segment. And yeah, that's what I studied when I was at Michigan State. That was my degree, human communication. And two of my favorite classes were nonverbal communication, and the other one was the art of gentle persuasion. So I'm right in the right element there in order to be able to help people. And they're good people. They're open to ideas. And, if that'll help us here, that'll be a good thing, and I want to accomplish that.
Oh, very good. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, I've got just one more thing that I wanted to share. That small business forum that we're planning for either September or October, we don't have a date yet, but we are bringing in Brian Calley, who's a former lieutenant governor, and he's head of the Michigan Small Business Association. Mm-hmm. And so we want as many small businesses to come as possible. And in March, when I was in Washington, D.C. for the White House conference there, I heard the cabinet member who is in charge of the small businesses nationwide. Her name is Kelly Loeffler. I didn't get a chance to talk to her because she scooted out of the room very quickly, but I did meet with one of her people, Asia Rodriguez, and told her about our plans here. And I said, any way you can send a representative? And she says, let us know the date. So, and talking with Brian Calley, he knows Kelly Loeffler. He's meeting with her probably next month in the Detroit area someplace. So he might put the bug in her ear. She might come out here. That would be a real coup.
All right. Good stuff. Joe, always appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Well, Paul, good talking to you as usual. And you keep up the good work you do.
You as well. We'll talk again soon. State Representative Joe Pavlo with us here on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.